For this method, the biggest strength is that you can easily compare single ARIs with QPE and QPF for multiple basins, using both the FFMP table and D2D display. And ARI data can be interpolated at every duration because of FFMP's on-the-fly calculations. The biggest limitation of this method is that it is time-consuming to step through multiple ARIs over multiple durations. Another downside is that each ARI you add to the table, you get 3 new columns. This can clutter the table pretty quickly if you don't remove anything. Finally, the precision in the table can be misleading since there is a lot of uncertainty and overlap in the ARI data. When using ARIs in FFMP, I can't stress this enough. While they are a useful guidance source, remember that they were created solely based on rainfall information with no hydrologic inputs. So be careful when interpreting ARI ratios and differences, because they do not mean the same thing as flash flood guidance ratios and differences. But with time, you may become better calibrated to how ARIs can be used for flash flood prediction in your area, as long as you remember they are inherently different than FFG.